Senator Al Simpson. Tossing money away at endless welfare programs is not the answer. Not when good programs can be designed to save money in the long run. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The dollars spent on prenatal care, childhood immunization, and nutrition keeps welfare mothers from coming back to the feds for even more welfare dollars later on. And giving kids a chance and head start has clearly shown that taxpayers later get a break from expensive special education and even prison costs. Ted, these are fine examples of how welfare dollars can save money in the long run. Instead of your support for all public assistance programs that only encourage the never-ending downward spiral of poverty, let's make certain we use the taxpayers' money wisely. Think you could ever get behind a progressive Republican idea that helps people while saving money? Would be like seeing the moon from both sides, eh? Think about it, though.
Al, we all have to learn to do more with less. But the main reason we're in this crisis is the decade of Reaganomics that sent the deficit through the roof. Spend now, pay later. That was your philosophy, Al, not mine. Well, later is now, when all of us are paying. It's harder to invest in needed priorities essential for the future. Another legacy of Reaganomics is haunting us. The go-go years of deregulation torpedoed the financial system. The SNL bailout is adding billions to the deficit. The blame for that foul up rests squarely on your right-wing doorstep, Al. Let's judge spending by the same rules we apply to private enterprise. Expand programs that work and are cost-effective. Cancel programs which flunk that test. I call the idea public enterprise. It may be the best way out of this mess, Al, without resorting to your kind of mindless budget cuts. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on more help for working mothers in the modern workplace. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.